You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Winnersville Fitness, Valvasta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton, Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newsoft 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Maria. I forgot who I was, Jim.
Well, I'll remind you.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing that. I need a little help from now and then.
We all do.
We all do. Well, hey, what about the monsoon here? But we made it into the studio tonight.
Yeah, I don't know who that was praying for rain, but they must be prayer warrior because we sure got it.
We have got it and got it. I mean, almost 9 inches in some counties down here in South Georgia, I just saw.
Yeah, I think I saw a guy down the street building an ark.
Yeah. Well, I want to be on that ark, Ben. If it's Noah building an ark, I'm going to be on it.
And nobody was laughing. Nobody was laughing.
That's right. That's right. Well, Janet Sumner, hello. How are you? Charles Clark, good to see you, man. How are you doing? We've got a jam-packed show tonight. I mean, we don't hardly have time for an introduction because it's just so many people. We've got Abdul Gibbs going to be calling in talking about his show coming up. We have got two special guests here in the studio, Megan and Greg Wade. And they, of course, no strangers to the Fit Talk family. They were on our calendar for 2022, right. Fit Talk calendar, the only couple that we have. But the reason they're here tonight is because they are going to be competing, both of them, in NPC Night of the Gladiators.
And that's somewhat rare for couples to be competing together at the same show.
It is. It is very rare. So we are going to talk about that.
Because usually during that prepping phase, you know, what happens is one murders the other and only one right. Shows up to compete because it's just so stressful, right?
That is true. And then also later on in the show, Mike Giddens, and he has joined us. Thank you for joining us, Mike. He's going to be calling us from where he lives. And Mike, is it South Carolina or North Carolina? Tell us. But anyway, he's going to be calling in. And Mike competed for the first time last year in the Masters division. And he has just made gains this year. He has improved. He's coming back to compete again this year with us. So he's going to be calling in. And on top of all that, Mike is a father. Jim, you're a father. Mike, I think, is a father of three. You are a father of six. Three natural and three bonus children. And then Greg is also a father. So it's Father's Day weekend. So we want to honor our fathers.
Right, right. Well, Mike Giddens is in North Carolina, by the way. And also, not only is Father's Day coming up, but there's another special event around here today.
Right.
This week, celebrating what?
It is the 20-year anniversary of 105.9 WVGA.
News Talk Radio.
That's right. And so we are honored to be here. Fit Talk has been here 9 years this month, Jim.
Right.
So Mike said we needed to have a 10-year anniversary next year of Fit Talk Radio, and by gosh, we will have it.
Hey, that's a good idea.
We will have it, Mike, for
any
sure.
Any excuse for a party.
Exactly.
And Mike, you said you've been with us, what, 4 years?
Yeah, it's about to be 4 years. So.
Wow. Well, thank goodness for putting up with us, Mike. We appreciate it. I think we have a caller on the air.
We do indeed. Caller, you are now on the air.
Did we lose you?
I'm hearing a beeping. We might have lost him.
Ah, yeah.
All right. Well, call back. Whoever
calls
it is.
Back.
All right. And Carrie McKinney, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk Radio. But Jim, not only that, there's a lot of things happening this week. We are going to be talking about somebody who's very special to my heart, Miss Charlie Harper.
Right. And we'll be in Columbus this weekend.
That's right.
And we'll be surrounded by beauty queens.
By beauty queens. She is competing this weekend in the Miss Georgia pageant. And we're going to be talking about her and her little journey and what all she's gone through. And, you know, she's come a long way. But that girl has a list of titles like you cannot believe. I mean, she's been Miss ABAC. She's been Miss Sweet Potato Queen. She's been the Strawberry Queen. She was Miss Pearl, Miss Peach Blossom. And she's representing Fitzgerald.
God's country.
God's country as Miss Fitzgerald at the Miss Georgia pageant this weekend. So Jim and I have tickets. We picked them up today, and we will be there seated watching Charlie, hoping that she's going to make the top 15.
Right, and she's been on the show before.
She has.
Bringing awareness for her platform.
Right, which is diabetes and mental health and how diabetes affects your mental health. And so we want to wish Charlie Harper best wishes. And we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about that. So we've just got a lot of things going on. But, Jim, our competitors at the show are going to be so excited when they step off the stage after prejudging, because we've got some new contributors in Tifton.
Yes, we do.
And they are going to be giving us sweet treats and pizza. So, pizza.
For those of you who don't know, you know, these competitors go for weeks or months following a very strict diet, and it's low carb. And so pizza is not on the menu for them unless it's their occasional rare cheat meal. So, yeah, this will be their reward after they step off the stage and they go through the morning session, which is when the judging is actually done. Then there you go.
There you go. And Marco's Pizza is giving us pizzas. Papa John's Pizza is giving us pizza. Domino's Pizza is giving us pizza. Chicago's Pizza is giving us pizza. So when these competitors, Megan and Gregor, their mouths are ordering already, when they step off that stage, they're going to get a hot slice piece of pizza and some other sweet treats from Pammy Cakes.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
So, yes, very, very good. So we want to recognize them as new contributors. And then also our trophy sponsors, Care Medical Center, Dr. Ryan Mormon, Dr. Briggs Smotherman, and Dr. Day, a Care Medical Center. They have several centers here in South Georgia, one in Tifton, one in Valdosta, one in Douglas, and they've got a new one coming up. They are one of our trophy sponsors, and we have got some great new custom trophies that we are very proud of. And they are our trophy sponsor, and Dr. Max Sims at Tifton Orthopedic Clinic there in Tifton. Great orthopedic surgeon. He's written books. He's on back surgeries. And so Dr. Max Sims, who is also a member at Destiny Fitness, and Megan will be talking about that in a moment. And she'll be also telling us what all Destiny is doing right now. And, of course, they are our host gym for our show in Tifton.
Right. And we certainly appreciate all the people who are helping to bring this show to Tifton and make this happen. Without, you know, the host gyms and the contributors and the sponsors, you know, this doesn't happen.
It really doesn't, because, of course, it takes me and you a lot of time and energy and money, but there's no way we could put on this show without contributors and sponsors and vendors and competitors. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. And, you know, we're promoters. We do it to promote the sport of bodybuilding and to promote these great athletes. And because me and you are old, and you might get up there on that stage and compete again. I hope you do at the Lee Haney soon. But we like promoting these young athletes and promoting a healthy lifestyle.
That's right. And one of the things that's different about our show, of course, is the location. You know, it's the only NPC competition in South Georgia. So, you know, a lot of these athletes, it just makes it more convenient for them. They don't have to go and travel 3, 4, 5, 6 hours.
That's correct. So we are excited that we have been able to bring this show here to South Georgia, and that we hopefully will continue to do so. We want to say hello to Mike Delk. How are you, Mike? Great story, great guest that we had. And Jim, we got to get Mike back on the show to talk about his cooking. Wow.
Yeah,
he does some great cooking. I've been following him on Facebook. Amy Giddens, thank you for letting us borrow your husband tonight as he calls in. So, well, Mike, let's go to our commercial break, and we'll be right back, and hopefully Abdul will call. If not, we will welcome Megan and Greg Wade right here to Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on Newstalk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And I think we have a caller on the line. Let's see who we have.
Hey, this is Abdul Gibbs. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Abdul, thank you for calling.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing out there today?
We are just trying to stay dry. It's been raining here in South Georgia, and but we are talking about bodybuilding. And listen, no better bodybuilder in Georgia. You are certainly a great bodybuilder, IFBB Pro. You own a gym up there in your area, North Georgia area up there. Abdul, tell us all about your show coming up.
All right. So we have the fourth edition of the NBC Atlanta All-States Invitational coming up. It's going to be August the 12th, 2023. Location is at Berkmar High School. And it is going to be a big, big show. And, of course, it'll be big with the people that's going to be in the show. So those are the stars. Those are people that we're looking forward to see. So I'm really excited, and I'm happy to be having the fourth edition of the show coming up. We've been very successful thus far, and we're looking to continue that path this coming August.
Well, now, Abdul, you are IFBB Pro Classic Physique Pro.
Classic
is that
physique,
correct?
Yes. That's correct. I am.
Mm-hmm. And you've been working out, I mean, your whole life practically, haven't you?
I've been working out for over probably 18 years now. I've been on the pro circuit for about 3 years. I'm getting ready for a pro show coming up in this August. I'm sorry, probably the end of August, maybe beginning of September. And that is the Legion Sports Fest out in it's out there in Nevada. It's in Nevada. So it's a real big, big show. I'm not looking to just be in it, but I'm actually looking to win. Because I know my physique speaks for itself, you know. And I, as all athletes say, they think they're better than a lot of people, but I know that I'm better than a lot of these younger guys out there. So that's what I'm
good for you.
Good for you, Abdul. Well, good, you know, you're not 25 years old. You are a,
right, no,
you are an, I mean, you are, you are, not. In your 50s, am I correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, 52 to be exact. But I have the body of a 20-something-year-old, according to my doctor. So my body speaks for itself. I don't have any injuries, no flaws. You know, internally, I'm healthy. So, you know, I'm truly blessed, and you know, to be around in the game. You know, I've had some great mentors in my life, you know, to train me. Lee Haney was my trainer. And then I had another gentleman by the name of Ty Felder. He was my trainer. And a host of other people that, you know, made my physique what it was. So I know my way around the gym, and that is why I'm still here and I'm still kicking it right now. And
well, Abdul, you look fabulous. We, you know, Jim and I saw you just last weekend, and you look absolutely fabulous. And so we're going to wish you well there. But Berkmar High School, we have been there. It's a great location. It's a great great facility. So I think that you're going to do well. If they want to know more about the show, how to get in touch, how can they find out more about the Atlanta All-States?
Okay, so if you're looking to know more about the show, number one, you can give me a call at 678-517-6248. And you can go to the online site, which is NPCAtlantaAllStates.com. That's NPCAtlantaAllStates.com. And for all the overall winners, they're going to receive an Invicta watch, and not a cheap watch, but one of high value, something that they can wear throughout the years. So we're definitely doing that. And then all our overall winners, we are going to allow them to have a paid entry to the national show of their choice so that they can turn pro. So we're doing a lot of things. We have a lot of prizes come a lot from a lot of big sponsors. There's going to be a lot of big names in the house. to support everybody. And mainly it's going to be a great family gathering. It's called the Invitational because everyone is invited. So I definitely want to see everybody out there. Come all, come one, come everybody.
Well, Jim and I will certainly be there to support you. And, of course, you're just two or 3 weeks away from our show coming up August the 26th. So be a great show for them to come to your show, compete. Then if they don't do
as
good as they think,
show.
That's right. That'd be a great show. Well, Jim and I have been to your shows before, Abdul. You have some great people there. You have a lot of pros there that are that's come and support you.
And always a well-run show, smooth-running show.
Very, very much so. So we will be there to support you, and thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye, Abdul. Abdul Gibb, IFBB Pro Classic Physique. And what a physique he has, Jim.
Right. And he's one of those guys that he looks good on stage, but then also as a promoter, when you go to his show and you see him walking around in his suit, he's a sharp-dressed guy.
He really is. He's a sharp-dresser, nice guy. I've watched Abdul come up through the ranks, and we are very, very happy for him, and we'll be there to support him. Well, Megan and Greg Wade are in the house. How are y'all doing tonight?
We're good. We're happy to be here.
Well, we're going to take a real commercial break, and then we're going to bring y'all over here and so everybody can see y'all. Megan, say hello to everybody.
Hey, how are y'all?
We are just happy to have y'all here today, and so we're going to continue on. So let's just go to a commercial break right now. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, I have the lovely Megan Wade here with me. Hello, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we are just glad to have y'all. I just can't express how happy I was when I found out that not only were you going to compete, but then Greg was going to compete. And we're going to let Jim come over here and pick his brain here in a minute. But, Megan, you were our overall wellness winner last year for NPC Night of the Gladiators. You know, you and Greg were on our Fit Talk calendar. So, I mean, y'all are no stranger to Fit Talk and to fitness. And you are also the manager at Destiny Fitness in Tifton. So, you know, okay, so you were an overall winner last year, and now you're going to step back on the stage this year. How does that feel?
It feels good. Also, of course, you know, there are nerves that come with it as well. I am super excited. I'm excited to bring a better, more conditioned package this year, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, do you know what you're going to compete in this year?
I'm not sure yet. The goal is to do bikini, but we'll kind of see once we shred down and see if I need to cross over again this year or not.
Well, now, I know back in the past, that diet is hard for you, you know, but I saw you prepping on Facebook. last night or night before last, and then I saw the cat go into the refrigerator too. That was so funny.
Every time.
That was so funny. You know, he just snuck right in there, and you know, but and I thought that was so cute. But so tell us, I mean, what is that diet going to look like now? Not only you're prepping for yourself, but you're prepping for your husband. And so, how does that look? How does that work for y'all as a couple?
It works pretty well for the most part as of now, because Greg's been prepping a little bit longer than me. He preps the food. Now, we have found, you know, some easy ways to do it if we don't have time to prep the chicken. Walmart's really good about having the rotisserie chicken already there prepped. The fajita flavor, if you have not tried it, is amazing. So, I mean, we just do what we need to do, you know, as far as the prepping and stuff goes.
Well, is... I know, for me, the training's not hard at all. You know, that just, I can train 6 days a week. But that diet, but now Jim can do that diet. Greg, can you do the diet? I mean, you're just, y'all are just so disciplined in that area. It just gets me. I mean, I get bored with food, Megan, you know, so that would be very, very hard for me. But now on top of this prepping and getting ready, you know, you have a job. You're the manager of Destiny Fitness in Tifton, and Destiny is our host gym there. And, you know, and y'all have been a great supporter. Y'all also won last year the vendor award.
Yep.
And so, you know, and there's several people from Destiny going to be competing. I mean, so you're doing all this, and then you're a bonus mom too. So, I mean, this is a lot for y'all. And I see y'all going to ball games like Christian and Alex are taking CJ and doing all kinds of stuff. So, you know, how is this going to all work out? And how are you and Greg not going to kill each other?
The killing each other part, we have not gotten far enough into the prep to where we figured that out yet.
Or far enough into the marriage yet, because y'all are still newlyweds.
Yes. But with everything else, I'm going to be honest. So last year when I was prepping for the show, I was just doing some side businesses and things like that from home. I've noticed that it's a lot easier for me this go around as far as prepping, because I'm at the gym. I'm in this fit atmosphere, you know, plus I don't have the distractions at home and things like that. So I'm finding it actually to be easier, you know, being the manager of the gym and things like that, as far as keeping on top of, you know, working out and the meal prep.
You know, I can see that. And that's the way it is for me. Things are easier if I'm working out and going to the gym. When I have a lull, you know, then and we're out of that environment, I can see that it would be harder. So I can see that it would be easier for you, you know, definitely to do that. John Coran, thank you for joining us. And Jimmy Barentine, good to see you watching us. Brenda Arrington, good to see you watching us tonight.
John Coran could be watching from Lake Erie.
Yeah, he could be watching. I don't know where he's watching from. John, where are you watching from?
Either Lake Erie or Tifton, Georgia, one or the other.
Yeah. But John's a great friend. I went to school with John, graduated with him, but Jim worked with him at Tift area. So John and Tammy Coran.
He's a legend.
John is a legend. He certainly is in Tifton and at Tift area. But, you know, this prep, it's not – prepping for a show like this is not for the weak-hearted. You know, it's hard work, isn't it, Megan?
Yes, Sam. For me personally, I really admire my husband so much. He's competed before, but his mental toughness is amazing. So I'm super excited that we're doing this together, because I'm definitely going to be leaning on him as far as – having that mental toughness, because for me, like you said, the workouts are super easy. It's staying on top of, you know, making sure you're eating every 2 to 3 hours, you know, and sticking strict to the diet and things like that, that I have found difficult. But that's what's really cool about us doing this together, because we can kind of lean on each other for that.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it either works for couples or it doesn't work for couples. One of the couples, I don't know if you follow them on Facebook, but it's Phil and Bonnie Westcott, and they're an older couple, older than me and Jim, I think. But and they are both, you know, bodybuilders trying to get their pro cards, or Bonnie is trying to get her pro card. I don't know if Phil's already got his or not, but they work out together. They train people together. I mean, awesome couple. So, you know, and I've heard a lot of, when yesterday when we were at the gym working out, you know, I said, man, Greg's going to, he's going to do the show. You know, yeah, Megan's husband. So everybody's excited about Greg doing the show, Greg. True. They are. I mean, they were talking about you over here at Five Star Nutrition today, you know, and worried about you if you were going to be their competition.
No, I mean, I'm gonna do the best I can. It's been a while since I've prepped. It's been a while since I've been on a stage, but I'm just gonna go in there and give it my all. Work as hard as I can for the next 10 and a half weeks, see what I can do.
That's right. Well, Megan, I mean, listen, Destiny has been a tremendous supporter of ours. I just can't thank Jessica enough. I can't thank you enough for all that y'all have done. Again, y'all will be, y'all are our host, Jim. Y'all will be one of our sponsors. Y'all, you know, we have just enjoyed, but I mean, you have how many gyms now? 11 gyms?
Yes,
ma'am. In South Georgia. And I mean, they're all different sizes in small towns in Macon. I guess it's the biggest. Is that y'all's biggest gym?
Well, I know Eastman just expanded, so they may be the bigger one now. I mean, we have all different, like you said, all different sizes, all different locations, all of that good stuff.
Well, I mean, y'all certainly have it going on there. I noticed how clean it was yesterday when I was there at the gym, you know, because there's a woman in charge. You know, always clean when there's a woman in charge.
That sounds a little sexist.
Well, you know, I mean, you know. Well, I take that back. You know, it's clean over at Anytime Fitness, but Eddie doesn't clean. There's a woman that cleans over there. So there again. But, you know, Jim and I do enjoy going there and seeing everybody. And there was a little buzz yesterday about, you know, you competing and especially about Greg. I think, Greg, it's because, you know, you haven't competed in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the big dude on, you know, you're the big man on campus.
He doesn't think so either, which is crazy.
Look at those arms. Wait till you see these arms. I'm going to let Jim bring him over here on the camera so that y'all can see him in a minute. I mean, he's got some big arms. You know, well, what really got me was Megan sent me this picture, sent us this picture for us to look, and she said, he's getting ready to be a gladiator. I said, what? No, he's getting ready to be on stage. He's going to be a gladiator, but we're going to, you know, he needs to be on stage for something to be competing. I mean, you looked good. I, you know, I had not looked at you in that capacity, Jim and I hadn't. And so I really encouraged her to encourage you. So we're definitely excited. Well, Megan, what would you tell somebody who's just starting this journey to be a competitor, a woman? What would you tell her?
Kind of like you said, it's not for the weak of heart, and we are very emotional. We let things get to us. So coming in with that mindset of you're going to be focused and driven, coming in having, you know, that goal in hand, because for me, I had tried to prep probably 5 times before, honestly, and I allowed my, you know, mental state, my emotions and things like that to get in the way. So just doing that and really trusting the process, that was a huge thing for me, because at some points, you know, you're going to feel flat, or you're like, oh my gosh, I can't take this much food. And then they cut your food and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm starving. Just really trusting the process and making sure that you see it to the end.
Well, I think that's what happens to a lot of people. They get halfway into it and then they think they can't do it. I can't do this, or this is too hard, or this is not working. And, you know, in this process, a lot of times you don't see the final results. And Greg, you can join in with Jim on this, until the week before the actual competition, when it all comes together, you know, and you can see your physique for what it really is, for what you've developed and what you've done. And so, you know, it's hard. It's hard to trust that process. But I believe you're right. If anybody is out there thinking about competing, let me tell you, we have MPC now has the true novice division. That's for anybody who has never stepped on stage before. And that way, that's the level playing field. And we have it in all divisions. And
so you will be competing against others that have never been on stage before.
That's correct.
And that's it. You know,
that's
if
it.
You're in that true novice division, that's everyone's first time.
That's right. And then we have the novice division, which is the next step up, which is the novice division is for people that have stepped on stage before but have not won their class or have not placed in a division. And then it goes, you know, from there to your open divisions. And then we have the master's divisions. This year we've got master's divisions 35, 40, 50, 60, and 70 plus. And we've got three competitors in the over 70 already, bodybuilders.
Again, that creates a level playing field. You know,
right.
You occasionally you'll go to a show and they'll have, oh, yeah, we have Masters Division. It's 35 and over. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you know, if you're 68 or even 72, you might not want to compete against somebody that's 35 or 36 as if you're all equal. You're all Masters. You know, there's Masters and then there's Masters, right? So, yeah, we have divisions all the way up to 70 plus.
Yeah, and I think that is so good. And we're giving away some special awards this year, Megan. We're giving away some Lifetime Achievement Awards. We're giving away, for the up-and-coming new competitor. We haven't named that award yet. We just heard on the way over here today that there's two girls coming from Minnesota.
Wow.
So we are very excited about that. Yeah.
Awesome.
We just heard they have some friends down here in South Georgia. They heard about the show. Their friend is a trainer and used to compete. And so she told them about the show. And so, you know, we hope we're going to have, quite a few women from around our area, but two from Minnesota that we were just told. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to bring Jim and Greg over here, and then hopefully Mike Giddens will be calling in to talk about his experience and last year and his experience, this year. I think Mike, Jim, he had never competed before, but he's has worked out his whole life, and he found out what it was all about last year. And,
but, you know, for a first-timer, he represented himself well.
He represented well. But he got on the ball, and he's worked hard this year. Mm-hmm. And he's made some gains. He's been working on his posing. Amy, his wife, Amy Giddens, has been helping him. And I'm really looking forward to see what kind of package Mike's going to bring this year to the stage. So he's going to be talking about that and calling in and talking with us here in just a moment. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here with Megan and Greg, but I want to say a couple more things about Charlie. She is, you know, Charlie Harper, her along with, I think they said 50-something other young ladies, as well as the princesses and the teens. Over 100 girls are competing for the Miss Georgia title. And, yeah, the Miss Georgia pageant, my sister and myself came through that program, Jim. And it's a scholarship pageant for girls. And, you know, they have to work hard. I mean, they have to be physically fit, mentally fit. They have to have a platform. They have to have a talent. They have beauty. And I think Sunday night was Charlie's interview. I understand that went really, really well for her. Of course, we did a mock interview with her.
Right.
And she was well-spoken, was she not?
I'm not surprised that she did well in that portion of the competition.
Yeah, she was very excited. She was nervous about that portion.
But she's a very intelligent, mature, well-spoken young lady.
She certainly was. And, you know, then she does her talent tonight. Last night, she did the evening gown portion. And then Friday night, they have the fitness division. And so, you know, that's you know, it's they have to be mentally, physically, and emotionally equipped to do that. I mean, they have to be strong, have a strong mind. And so we just want to wish all the girls there, the princesses as well as the teen division. Saturday night, we'll be there. Like I said, they will pick a top 15. And then those top 15 will compete again in every category except for the interview. That interview score will just carry over. And then all 15 of these girls will compete in evening gown and then talent and then on stage conversation. So, I think it's going to be quite interesting. Jim and I get to dress up and we'll get all dressed up and we'll be ready to go to the Miss Georgia pageant on Saturday night.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either. So, all right. Well, Jim, I gave Greg to you down there. So, let everybody see what a big dude this guy is.
Yeah,
you and him both got big arms. Look at there.
I got to scoot way over just to make room for his arms in the picture here in the photo. So, Greg, seriously, how's it going now? How's the training going?
It's going good. I'm enjoying it. You know, for years I've been working out and hadn't had no goals. Now I got a goal. So, like, it's really turned back into being fun again.
Before we were on the air, we were talking about this, but I'm going to ask you again now that we're back on the air. So in classic physique, you know, you have to be within a certain weight range according to height. So, you know, they're going to weigh you and check your height. How's that going?
That's where I'm in limbo because I don't know exactly what height I'm going to fall in at. If I'm between 5'8 and 5'9 or 5'9 and 5'10, there's a 7-pound difference there. So,
You're right at about 5'9?
Yeah, I'm right at 5'9. 5'10, 5'. Last time I competed Classic, I think I was like 5'9 and a half. Mm-hmm. So, if I can do that, then we got less pounds to cut. But either way, I'm going to cut down as low as I can and just bring what I got.
Okay, so for those who are not familiar with the sport, tell us about your diet. What are you eating and drinking?
Me, as far as what I'm eating, I'm eating a whole lot more than what I would think I would be eating. I'm right around 3,000 calories a day right now.
Wow.
And that's this is actually the first week of the cut. We've had to build up for the past 3 weeks to find my threshold of food. So we've reached my threshold, my max food. We gained weight last week, so now this week we start with the actual cut. I was mad at my trainer because he pulled my potato, which I really liked. So he pulled that from me.
Well, what were you eating, a sweet potato or a red potato? Or
just either sweet or baked potato. I was eating a baked potato every night right before bed.
Okay. What's a typical breakfast for you?
Six eggs and a cup and a half of cream of rice.
Okay.
And Jim, you ate oatmeal.
I did eat a lot of oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And how much water are you drinking?
Oh, see, that's my problem. I drink a lot of C4s, a lot of energy drinks, not so much water. I'm really trying to get my water intake up. I'm probably half of where I should be. by my body weight, I probably should be drinking, you know, at least 150 ounces of water right now. I'm probably not getting that.
And how many meals, we'll call them meals, how many meals do you eat a day?
I have 5 meals a day.
5 meals a day. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's something, again, we have a lot of viewers and listeners who, you know, are not real familiar with the sport. But if you're even thinking about this and think you might want to try this sometime, don't let us scare you off when we talk about the diet, you know, and how strict it is. It's not so much the quantity, you know. I was not I was not starving. You know, even though I lost 30 pounds, I was not hungry because you get to eat about every 3 hours, you know, during the day. And it's only strict. It's strict because of what you can eat and what you cannot eat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I never felt like I was starving.
No, and I think that if I do, I'm really not starving. Mm-hmm. It's me telling myself I want to eat.
Right.
Because you get so used to eating. Mm-hmm. So when that 3 hours, 3.5 hours gets there, I'm ready to eat. But then I eat, I'm good until about 2.5 hours. And then, you know, I start thinking about food again. And it's just mental. It's all mental.
Yeah, yeah. That, in fact, Maria will vouch for this, but, you know, ever since I did my first show, which was, it doesn't seem like it, but it was 9 or 10 years ago, I just stayed.
I think
stayed
it was eight.
In, okay, so 8 years maybe. But I just stayed in that habit of eating 5 meals a day.
And
you know,
does.
Even though I'm not competing, I still eat about every 3 hours. And, you know, obviously controlled portions, mm-hmm. and I try to eat most of my meals. I try to eat the right things, you know, some mm-hmm. lean proteins, a healthy carb, some green vegetable, you know, a glass of water or a zero drink. But yeah, I just got in that habit, and I'm like, I kind of like this. Mm-hmm. I kind of like eating every 3 hours. So.
That's right.
And he does.
I just kept on doing it.
Yeah. I mean, he. I just told Megan that, didn't I, Megan? I said, you know, Jim still eats that way. Every day. And I think, you know, and even though he's in his 60s, I think that's what's helped his metabolism. Now, he'll tell you that his metabolism has gone down a little bit, but that helps him to continue to burn that fat and calories because his body knows he's going to fuel it every 2 to 3 hours. And, you know, I used to laugh at it, you know, because or think, you know, this is, but, you know, now I get it. You know, he's like, okay, I'm on meal two. And he'll tell me, it's meal two. It's time for my meal two. It's time for meal three. Yeah. It's time for meal four.
Just say, you ready for lunch? I said, I'm ready for meal number two, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, that's what he'll tell me. And the boys, they would say, why does he eat that? He just eats all the time. And his friends that he has, you know, he plays poker with, you know, they think he's crazy too because he eats it, you know, just he just keeps eating it, but he's not getting any bigger, you know. But he's eating the right things. And I'll say, when I go to the grocery store, Jim, what do you want? I'll need some lean meat and something lean and green, you know. So, I mean, I know when I go to the grocery store, you know, don't load up on a bunch of carbs. And so we don't eat that stuff. I don't bring it in the house. Once in a while, we eat something, you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, and him in his 60s, and he's,
but,
you know.
You know, the difference between me and Greg right now, Greg's probably having a cheat meal about once every 3 weeks or so.
I was having one every week. Yeah, I think that's going to stop. Okay.
I have about one a day since I'm not getting on the stage like you anytime soon. Most of the time, I'm eating those 5 meals, but usually 1 out of 5 is a cheat meal.
Jim does like to eat, no doubt about that, but he does like to work out, and he you know, we don't just gorge on things, or we try not to, but you know, Megan, these guys are fathers, you know, and we want to honor y'all, and listen, I appreciate my husband because he works out, he tries to take care of himself, you know, he's a great husband. He's a great father. He's a great bonus dad. You know, and so I just want to tell Jim tonight that, you know, we appreciate you. I appreciate you and I love you. And, I just honor you for Father's Day. Well, so what you want to tell Greg, Megan?
Oh, I've always told him that was one of the things that really attracted me to him is just how great of a dad he is. He just supports his kids. So his son plays baseball, and he's a baseball coach. He's super supportive of him. He supports Carly and her FFA and things like that. But he's just always been such a great dad. And hopefully sometime in the future we will have a child together, and
he'll be a great dad to that one as well. So we honor you, babe. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, and of course, Mike Giddens will be calling in. He's also a father, and of course, I've known his family and his wife. Amy used to teach aerobics for me, Megan, years ago at Southern Bodies. And so, you know, we go way back, you know, me and that family go way back. And also, I want to give a big shout out to my son, Christian Glisson, who is no stranger to Lowndes County and to Valdosta area here. He played baseball and was the high school quarterback for Lowndes County, you know, when they won the state championship in 2008. So he is a great father. His son plays baseball. He's coaching Greg now. And their little team just plays second in a big tournament, and they're going to state now. Right. And Christian will be coaching him up this weekend. So we're real excited about that. So happy Father's Day to him out there. Greg, what would you tell some young whippersnapper who is just wanting to get on that stage? And, you know, what would you say to encourage him?
Well, I mean, to me, it is just following your goals. Don't worry about what anybody else says you need to do or should do. If it's your goal, if that's what you want to do, then pursue it. Don't let what anybody else discourage you. Don't let what they say discourage you. Work hard. Just know that it's not going to happen overnight. It'll never happen overnight. It takes years and years and years to really grow into what you're going to be. I've been working out now for 14 years, and I feel as though now I am to the point that I'm more disciplined, that I'm going to be a better competitor. And like I said, it's been 14 years that I've been lifting. And I've done previous bodybuilding shows, but at those times I wasn't where I needed to be. But pursue it. I wish that all kids would pursue that. Mm-hmm. Anybody that wants to do it, go for it. Don't worry about what other people say. Just do you.
Everybody starts somewhere, don't they?
Absolutely.
They absolutely. How old were you, Greg, when you did your first competition?
I would say probably 30.
30. And what show was that? Do you remember?
It was one in Macon. I can't remember the name of it. And then I did the Georgia probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Jim and I were probably there.
Possibly.
We were there. I was probably MCing, or I was judging, or we were judging or something, because we were there with Doc
yes,
Neely.
Yes.
We, the last years that Doc did the show, Jim and I were right there. Probably the last 5 or 6 years Doc did the show, we were right there.
Yeah.
We were expediting, or we were judging, or I was MCing. So I'll have to go back and look that up to see if I, because I'm sure we were there.
More than likely. I can't remember exactly what year it was. But
at the World Congress Center?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the first times they had Classic Physique, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm sure we were there because we didn't miss any.
You know, Maria, I think we need to share the story of the young lady that we talked to at the last bodybuilding show that we went to. And, you know, Maria and I travel around and meet athletes and promote our show and try to recruit athletes to come to Tifton for the Night of the Gladiators. And we have the little cards with all the information that we hand out. So Maria approached this one female competitor and
beautiful girl
was about to hand her one of the cards and invite her to come compete in the show. And what was it you asked her first?
I don't know. I just said, how are you feeling? I think that's what I said. How's your prep? How are you feeling about this show?
Yeah. And wanting to invite her to our, and she said, oh, and she almost pulled her hand back away from that card.
Yeah, she didn't want to take that card.
It was poison or something. She said, oh, no. She said, this is my first and last show. She says, I don't know why people do this. I don't understand this. I don't like it. I can't believe somebody, I don't know who, talked me into doing this. She said, why do people like this?
Yeah, why do people do this to themselves? She said. I mean, you know.
Apparently, she was not enjoying that diet.
She did not enjoy the prep.
The prep.
She did not enjoy the process. She did not want. Now, this was at check-in.
But she was very honest about it. Yeah, she hadn't even been on stage yet.
And she
hadn't
was
even had
not
the fun part yet.
She wasn't, and she wasn't even looking forward to being on stage. And she, you know, she just didn't like any of it. And
she was at registration, right?
Yeah,
check-in. Yeah.
Check-ins,
and
she
already said, nope, last time ever.
Right. Right. She, but you know, I've told people this over and over, you know, you either love it or you hate it.
But that's the first time we'd been at an actual competition.
Where someone said, athlete, right.
Where they were at least either that's the first one that ever hated it or that's the first one that was ever that honest.
Right. That's probably the first one that was ever that honest, you know. Because I've gone up to several people at the gym, at Destiny, Megan, you know, at any time, in any gym that Jim and I are, we're looking for competitors. I mean, and I'm no stranger, so I just go up to people and say, hey, man, you got a great body, or hey, ma'am, you look really, you know, and I think some of them are looking at me like, what is this old lady doing talking to me? But, you know, we're just looking at them as competitors and as athletes. And, you know, I mean, they don't, you know, at first you don't get what it's all about, but you know, you're either going to really love this sport or you're going to hate it. You know, it's, there's no in between. I don't think. And Greg, if they're going to be mediocre about it, they're not going to be very good, are they?
That's right. You don't go into it half ready.
Because, right.
I mean, it requires your all. It requires everything you got.
And this girl, whoever she was, she didn't care for it at all. See if you got a message from Mike Giddens and Amy Giddens. We need them to call. That's who we're waiting on, Mike Giddens.
I don't see anything right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought I sent him the number, but I hope I did. Mike Giddens is 229-241-1059. Call in here to the studio to WVGA. Yeah, Mike Giddens has, a story, too, because, like I said, I don't think Mike really understood everything last year, you know, that he was going to have to go through. And when he got here, you know, he realized, hey, you know, wow. You know, and he took to this and just really, I mean, just put his all into it this year. I mean, they have been traveling Europe for about a month, him and his wife, and he was still working out. I think here he calls now.
Hello, Mike. Is that you?
It is.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Well, we've been talking about you already.
I know. I've been listening.
You've been listening?
Okay.
Well, I mean, tell us your story. And I know I twisted your arm last year to come down here and do this show.
You did. I'm still not recovered from that injury.
Well, you know, I had somebody tell me the other day, I can't tell you no, Maria. Whatever you tell me to do, I have to do it, you know. So,
she could sell ice to the Eskimos.
I believe that.
Well, you know, when I am passionate about something, and I am very passionate, even though I'm not a competitor myself now at my age with everything that I'm doing, but I'm a promoter, you know, and when I see people with potential and I know people, and Mike, you have been working out your whole life.
I have.
And you know, and I've watched you. I mean, Amy, I know your wife. I know your story. You know, and then for you, you know, at our age now, I mean, you're no spring chicken, you know, but you look good. I mean, you've worked hard. You've got a nice physique. And, you know, so I encourage you to do that. And I think you were unsure last year, but just tell us what's transpired from last year to this year.
Well, I've changed a lot of my goals. My goal last year was just to make it on the stage without passing out.
Well, you didn't pass out.
Well, mission accomplished then.
But my goal this year is to refine my physique more. I wasn't very striated last year. My body fat was at least 2% more than it should have been. Definitely I'm working a lot more on my posing. I mean, I literally didn't even have a routine when it's time for me to do my routine last year. I just made something up on the fly. And this year I'll be doing carb cycling, water cycling, sodium cycling. I've actually got a guy he's a bodybuilder up here in North Carolina. And he's going to coach me through peak week through all my various cycling phases. And another big thing that a lot of people take for granted, but that's increasing your flexibility. So that just allows you to hit so many more poses if you're not all stiff like I was. But Amy's really been working with me on my flexibility and my posing, and it's got a lot better in the last couple of weeks.
Well, good.
Well, that is wonderful. I mean, I saw that one picture where you got that leg stretched out there pretty good there on Facebook or Instagram or something. I mean, you look like you were stretching out pretty good there.
Yeah, and I couldn't do that 2 weeks ago.
Wow, that's incredible. What are you doing? What are you doing to get stretched out, Mike?
Well, just the basic yoga stretching poses and getting on the adductor machine and letting it pull my legs apart and just letting it sit for a minute or two with a lot of weight on it to stretch me out. And I've been doing a lot of flexibility work when I work legs.
Well,
that's mostly it.
It is definitely showing in those pictures. But, you know, I know that you and Amy just were in Europe, correct? And you were over there for several weeks. So how was your training?
Yeah, we were.
How was your training? I know you were eating a lot of stuff there, too.
We were in Switzerland for 5 weeks, and I trained every day, but it just wasn't the same. The gyms over there aren't the same as the gyms over here, and I lost like 15 pounds over there, and I didn't have it to lose, so... So I'm kind of the opposite of Greg. I'm trying to gain weight to get up closer to 205 rather than lose weight.
Well, I'm curious, in what way are the gyms different over there?
They're just not really set up for a lot of powerlifting. Like when I would do bench press, because of the type of weight they use, I would have the whole bar loaded down. And it looked like a ton of weight, but it's only 300-something pounds. But there was just nobody in there that was lifting anything like that.
Gotcha.
And the one we were at, we were staying at a resort hotel in Bad Zurzach, Switzerland, right across the border from Germany. And the spa, the hotel had its own spa, gyms, all that. And so you just had to make do with what was there.
All right.
You just didn't have as much equipment to choose from. You just had to go with the basic exercises.
All right. You didn't challenge anybody over there to a bobsled race, though, did you?
I did not. There's over there to do it on.
Well, I mean, you were there for several weeks, and I'm sure I was thinking about after I was watching y'all and y'all were eating and doing. I thought, oh my gosh, Mike's trying to do the show, and you know he's gonna have to. Oh, he's they're telling him what he's eating, but you actually lost weight. That's by being over there. That's crazy.
I did. Well, the food is so clean over there. They don't put any additives or preservatives. All the beef and eggs are locally sourced. I mean, it's just real clean food. I was eating every morning. I'd get up at 6 o'clock and eat 6 eggs, a handful of bacon, sausage, cheese, croissant, and I still lost weight.
Wow. You still lost weight. That is crazy. Well, Mike, we certainly wish you well, and we are just so excited that you have honored us again and have chosen to come down here and compete with us. It means a lot to me and Jim. Of course, me and your family and Amy go back a long way to the days of Southern Bodies and Amy teaching aerobics for me, and we've watched our children.
I remember those well.
Yes, that you do, and of course, we're watching our children grow up together. So I certainly appreciate that. And you said that Bradley might be coming down to compete as well.
He is working on it. He has to gain some weight, but his physique's looking pretty good. He's come a long way since he decided that a couple weeks ago. He was in pretty good shape already, and he's put on about 10 pounds in the last few weeks. So he's working toward it. His plans are to come down and compete.
Well, we would certainly be excited to see him and, of course, to see him on stage. Well, it's almost time for us to go, but, Mike, thank you for calling in and being part of Fit Talk tonight.
And good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Tell Amy we said hello. Great competitor, just great friends. I've known them for a very long time. Like I said, they were part of my gym, Southern Bodies, from back in the day. And, you know, Jim, I've been in the fitness industry 45-plus years now. It's crazy to think I'm that old that I have been in the gym.
Longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, no, not quite. You're so funny, Jim. He is. Jim is a funny guy. That's why I married him. Greg, hit him with those big arms over there, would you? Give him a big old goose.
I might not survive.
Well, it's been a great honor to have Megan and Greg here with us. Megan, thank you for coming and for supporting me. And Greg, thank you for supporting us. And I'm just over the top. I told Jim, you know, I was a little bit down, you know, it's just a lot. The show, moving it to Tipton was a lot more than I thought it was going to be. And I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen. And then when I found out that you and me were going to compete, it just blossomed to me, didn't it, Jim?
That's right.
I just got set on fire again. And I called Megan and I said, oh, my gosh, you know, I was just so excited. And so it's just kind of renewed my spirit. And then we talked to Ty over at Five Star Nutrition, and yes, he's going to come. That's exciting to us, too. I appreciate him. And Moses over there was great to us today, got quite a few people coming from Crunch area. I've just found out those two girls coming from Minnesota. So I think it's going to be an absolutely great show, not only for the competitors, but the competitors are going to get all kinds of goodies. It's just going to be set up so user-friendly for the competitors, but the spectators are going to have something to see. That opening number is going to be great. Dancers Point is going to be with us. Hunter Pilkington and Pam York, the dance studio there in Tipton, they're going to be part of the opening number. We have three male gladiators. I won't tell y'all who they are. They'll be having on helmets. But two female gladiators are going to be on stage. It's just going to be awesome. We're going to be giving away some prizes, some door prizes to the spectators again this year, Jim. So it's going to be a great show.
And there's a reason why they call it a show. It's more than just a competition. It's a show.
It's a show. We like to put one on, don't we, Jim?
Yes,
a real
ma'am.
One. A yes, real ma'am. One. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for being with us here tonight and always doing us a good job on the board.
Always glad to be here.
And Mike Chick is going to be with us. He's going to be our new DJ for NPC Night of the Gladiators.
Of course, we're going to have some fun.
We are going to have some fun. We are. So thank you, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
All right, everyone. Keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.